We lift our hands in total admiration to your throne. Lord, you deserve the glory and the honor, yes you do. We lift our hands in total admiration to your throne, 'cause you are great, hallelujah. You do miracles so great, and it's all because of you, hallelujah. I am so in love with you, 'cause you are great. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You do miracles so great, and it's all because of you. I am so in love with you. Yes, God. Hallelujah. You deserve it, God. All the praise, all the glory. We lift our hands in total admiration to your throne. Glory to God. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 'Cause you are great. Thank you, God. You do miracles so great, and it's all because of you that I'm so in love with you. God, I thank you. Oh, my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Glory to God. My Jehovah Nisi, you are our victory. Glory to God. Jehovah Shammah, hallelujah. Jehovah Sabaoth, God, I thank you, God. El Gabor, da-da-da-boshe, El Elyon, God, I thank you. And we praise your name, God. And we give you honor, God. In the mighty name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in, and they are safe, God. God, we're safe in your arms, God. We're safe in your care, in Jesus' name. And that's why we praise you on today. That's why we lift you up, God. God, as we give you 10 minutes before the broadcast, hallelujah, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, to say, God, we love you. God, we appreciate you. God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because you are worthy. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. When we look back over our lives, God, we just got to say, God, I bless your name. Hallelujah. Ah, God, that's when the hand goes up, oh, God. That's when the praise go up, God. Hallelujah. Because you didn't leave us in the shape that we were in. The potter wanted to put us back together again. God, we just thank you, oh God, for being the potter, oh God. We are your clay. Glory, make us and mold us, oh God. Shelter us for ourselves, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we give you honor. Hallelujah. We'll forever give you the glory, God, for everything that you do, God. Hallelujah. It's not our battles, it's the Lord's. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. God, we give you praise, oh God. God, we give you honor. Hallelujah. We respect you, God. Glory to God, because you're the only wise God who's able to keep us from falling. We couldn't keep ourselves. Hallelujah. But you are a keeper. Hallelujah. We just give you the thanks today. Opening doors that's been shut and shutting doors that have been opened. God, I bless that name in Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we have our peace, God, and we worship you. Thank you, Lord God. God, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor on this day, the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank God. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. God is a great God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thus we forever bless the name. Hallelujah. We will bless the name forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can leap over a wall. We can run through a chute. Thank you, Lord God. And we give you the honor. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we are blessed going out, blessed coming in. God, I thank you. blessed in the city, blessed in the field. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for the blood that flows down Emmanuel's veins, oh God, that we can plead it. Hallelujah, because we need it. God, I bless you. Hallelujah, too anointed to be disappointed. Hallelujah, too blessed to be stressed. Thank you, God. Amen and amen again. God, I thank you that we won't faint, God. Hallelujah. I almost slipped until we saw the salvation of the Lord. God, we're going to hold on to hold out, God. We're going to hold up the bloodstained banner until we die. God, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. God, we bless you. Oh, God, we know you to be many things to us, God. You're a bridge in troubled water. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy and honorable, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you thanks. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within us today. Bless his holy name, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless you today, Jesus. I thank God. Hallelujah, for saving me, God. We thank you for salvation, God. We thank you for saving everyone, oh God. Hallelujah, that has entered into salvation, God. We thank you for engrafting us in. My God, I thank you. Hallelujah, got a willing heart to serve the Lord. We got a mind stayed on Jesus. We trust in the Lord and the power of his might. And we give you praise in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a strong tower. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you, oh God, that we can be the watchmen on earth. Amen. That you have commended us to be. And we praise the name of the Most High God. We give you honor today, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. Hallelujah. When we walked in the wrong way, God, the Bible said in Isaiah 35 and 8, there's a highway to heaven. Hallelujah. And wayfaring men don't walk therein. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That's the name of the Lord. God, I thank you. We praise the name of Jesus and we give him honor. Hallelujah, covered our families. And God, we thank you for this Saturday. We can put our families on the altar as we do and command your morning, oh God. And we thank God for everyone that comes on the line, everyone that came on the line this week. Their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, nieces and nephews even, cousins, oh God. God, we ask you to save them, God. Give them the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongue. Turn up their discernment, oh God, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give my heart to accept you fully. Oh God, move, God. Move on the people, oh God. Ah, God, I thank you and I praise you and I bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Bless our children, God. Bless our family, nieces and nephews, oh God. Hallelujah. That somebody, I want to be a light. Somebody want to be a beacon. Bless our grandchildren. Hallelujah. To be steadfast and movable, always abounding in the love of God. Bless our children. Bless our mothers and fathers if we have them, oh God. Bless their going out and coming in, God. Bless their storehouses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give them wisdom, God. Hallelujah. You said that it's for the children's children. Glory to God. We should have an inheritance for our children's children. Glory to God. Not only that I get blessed, but my children will get blessed. Hallelujah. God, we praise you, God. God, we bless you, oh God. And we thank you for all things work together for those that love the Lord. Hallelujah. That's your word. And are called according to his purpose. And we thank God. Amen. I think we're in the book of Galatians. I believe it's 7. No, it might be continuation of 6. We're going to read some excerpts of that this morning. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. We're joined in, oh God, on the broadcast. Amen. Doing a blog. Amen. So I want to make sure I record it. Amen. On the 11th verse, it says, see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hands. Galatians 6, Paul's letter to the Galatians. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto him, unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to the rule, peace be on them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. For henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Let me go on the NLT just a second with that. Hallelujah. On the last verses, amen, going down to 16. No, let me go to 14. As for me, this is now the NLT, when I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the cross, my interest in the world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. Thank you, God. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation. Glory to God. May God's peace and mercy be upon all who live by this principle. They are the new people of God. From now on, don't let anyone trouble me with these things, for I bear on my body the scars that I show I belong to Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. We'll be with your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Don't get it twisted. Glory to God. I like Paul's letter to the Galatians. If I would call it, don't get it twisted. Test epistle. Ooh, Lord, I want you to know. Amen. He's talking about circumcision. Circumcision, amen, of the men. Hallelujah. Amen. The Jews were supposed to, after 8 days, I think they get circumcised. The boys do. We do in America because it's a cleanliness thing. But not before religious things. And some people do it for religious matters. And it's usually right after the baby's born, amen, that they circumcise. The males, glory to God. But he's talking about circumcision of the heart. Hallelujah. That's the most important circumcision to the Lord. Amen. You don't want to push the Gentiles to thinking they're the Jews. Amen. So he, or the Israelites. Amen. So he pushes them in the state of mind. Glory to God. Amen. That they are the circumcised people of the heart. Glory to God. So we just give God the praise and the honor on this morning. And we thank God for those that are on the line. Amen. Glory to God. We just give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. We put our families on the altar today. We got, amen, the woman of God going down to Atlanta. Amen. With Bishop Hudson and Lady Pam. We thank God. Amen. And anybody else going, we thank God that the people are going where they need to go. I thank God for assistant pastor, amen, Takisha, Adeping, amen, Miles, amen. Glory God being on the line on this week, amen. Last Saturday, amen, or Friday or Sunday or whatever time it was. I can't remember. Glory to God. Pay it not to my mind. Amen. Charge it to my heart. But we just thank God. Amen. For her being on the line. Amen. My goddaughter. No, not my spiritual daughter. Amen. Because sometimes you have God children. They ain't acting like nobody. Hallelujah. Though we keep them in prayer. But when you have a spiritual child, glory to God, that means they got some power. Amen. They want fire back. And I thank God, knowing it since I was she was 17. Amen. And I give God the praise for that. Amen. That I was a changed person. I was a new creature. I was a new creation by then. Amen. Not that I was young. Amen. I was in my 30s. Amen. Going to my 40s when I met the young woman of God. And I just thank God, amen, for those things that God does. He puts us with people at the right time, at the right place. And I give God all the honor. Amen. We just thank God for the decree on today for the children. In the name of Jesus, I decree that my children will come into full knowledge of the Lord. My children will receive the saving grace of Jesus and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I decree that my children will be alive to God in Christ Jesus, our Lord, according to Romans 6, verse 11. Glory to God. We're going to go to that real quick. Hallelujah. He's doing a lot of these verses coming out of Romans. Thank you, Lord. As we cover, amen, the children. Verse 6, as the NLT says, since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. Number 6 says, we know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose power in our lives. We no longer slaves to sin. Amen. That's Romans 6. 5 was a bonus. Glory to God. Amen. I decree that my children will present their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. Romans 12, 1. Glory to God. On today, I decree that my children will not present their members as instruments of righteousness to sin, but will present their members or their bodies as instruments of righteousness to God. Romans 6, 13. Amen. Out of NLT reads thus. Hallelujah. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. I'm not making this up. Instead, give yourselves completely to God. For you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. God, I thank you for that word. Hallelujah. We decree it over our children, the spoken word in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we speak purity and holiness over our children, our nieces, our nephews. Amen. All children. Glory to God. Amen. We command in our families, on all directions, we command any assigned demon that would produce lust, sexual enticement, promiscuity, wantonness, perversion, through thoughts of homosexuality or thoughts of bisexuality to be arrested. In the name of Jesus, I bind these demons and command them to return to the pit of hell from which they came. I decree, amen, that my children's love for God will be without hypocrisy. I know that's right. My children would whore what is evil and cling to what is good, according to Romans 12, 9. We decree that our children conduct is worthy of the gospel of Christ, according to Romans 12, verse 7. Glory to God. We declare and decree that our children will not be carnally minded, for it is written, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Romans 8, 6. I decree that my children will not live according to the flesh, according to Romans 8, 13. We declare it and we decree it and we speak it, and it is so in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I decree that my children will put on the garments of righteousness. We decree that the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control or temperance, be dominant in the life of our children. Our children will be an example of the believers in word, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Most of our children, amen, on the line are not junior flips. Most of them are young adults. And some are walking in the way. Some are walking not in the way. Some are walking lap-legged to the way. Amen. But we declare and decree. Amen. These decrees will be established. Amen. Upon our children. Amen. And our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. And I give God the praise. And I give God the honor. I saw my little cousin. And I had stated this before. He had shot a man when he was very young. Amen. He had shot somebody, and by the time I think he was about 19, he went to jail for a year. Amen. He was on TV. They had so much compassion on. A lot of people had compassion. We had prayer. Amen. So he served a year, came back out, but he was always wanted to play with guns, and he always would want to kill somebody. You know, after he got out, he still want to kill somebody. Amen. So my auntie said, I don't know what we're going to do, because he's always getting mad at somebody. I'm going to go get my gun. I'm going to kill him. And this would be anybody. Any given day, that rage and that upset and the spirit of murder was on him so heavy. Well, anyway, he went on and shot somebody. Amen. Didn't kill him. And it was a close friend of the families. See how dumb murder is. See how dumb the devil is. Oh, God. But I thank God. Amen. They put him local, because a lot of people really kind of liked him in the community. Just that he had that spirit. Amen. But we thank God. Hallelujah. It was a darling, but he started taking over the jail. Amen. Down here, a little small jail. Amen. Got a little federal license on it. Amen. But we thank God. Hallelujah. They had to send him to big time. So he went to big time prison. He thought he was going to get out in 3. They kept him for 5. Hallelujah. No. Don't ask me how he gets out so well. But anyway, so I saw him at the gas station. Now, he was going to kill my cousin. Amen. And anybody contrary to what was going on or anything that was done, hallelujah, while he was out in prison. Amen. Because there was a property dispute. So he wanted to kill them. Hallelujah. But I know one thing. When I saw him at the gas station and I said, hi, you know, and I said his name, glory to God. And he said, hi. I said, the children look just like you. I'm not afraid. And the way I approached them, and because we always had a love for each other in the first place. Hallelujah. Because we've known them. My children knew him since he was young. And when he first got in trouble, they were always saying, oh, we should have had him around us more. We should have had him. I said, Lord, life takes us. Life does what life does. But I noticed something was about him. Then I went to his Facebook page, and somebody was very irate, and somebody was very upset. And so I thought to myself, his countenance changed. I thank God for the missionaries that go into the prisons. I thank God for them giving the word of God correctly. He loved church, but now he got the word of God. Oh, my God. That spirit of murder, he's been out but practically a whole year. Has not been any kind of trouble. Not trying to push no drugs. Got a good job. They've been paying money. Glory to God. And he's trying to be the best at that craft. Now he only has not one baby, but 2 babies. He's been out 2 years. Praise God. But I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah. God is working on him. Glory to God. Because usually if he saw me, it would have been blah, 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 this. And the police would have to be called. Hallelujah. They don't care how much you like him. But I thank God. God, you know, he flipped the script. That child's got, look, you don't have to get mad. You don't have to do that. I'm like, who is this? I could tell you some more horrible stories, but I'm not going to. Amen. Like the time he tried to poison my grandmother. His grandmother, my aunt. My God, you know I wasn't liking nobody. Amen. That's my second mama. But I ain't going to go get into that. But I'm just talking about when God is going to change you to be a new creature. Glory to God. God going to flip the script. Thank you, Lord God. You know, he's not out here trying to do anything, because he always has mischievous devilment. But I thank God when you go to prison sometime, You got to go to prison to learn the word of God for real? Because nobody wants to preach it over the pulpit, how you can go to hell. Some people inquiring minds want to know. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for the blood. We thank God for what it does. We thank God for missionaries. Hallelujah. I don't know what pastor or who went down there, but if there was a change, he not sounding like he did. It's not bloop, 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 bloop. Amen. The cuss words after cuss words. He wasn't too big on cussing anyway. Hallelujah. But you know what? God can flip the script, change everything about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was glad to see him. He was glad to see me. We probably would have hugged. Probably next time. Amen. Me and his mother, amen, have to give a little space. Hallelujah. But I thank God, amen. Hallelujah. That God is an amazing God. You gave a little space. Is that what the saints do? That's what the saints better do. Thank you, God. How are you doing? God bless you. Amen. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I always say kinfolk wouldn't be kinfolk. Hallelujah. If you had to pick them, because some of them, my Lord, you better pray. Hallelujah. Psalms 127:3 says, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Glory to God. Therefore, I declare that my children are a delight to me as the days of my life. I decree it over my children. Amen. I decree it over my nieces and my nephews. Glory to God, and their children, in the name of Jesus. My cousins and their children, hallelujah, that there will be a delight. God, we just bind this incarceration over again of the same people. And I'm talking about out all over the United States of America. Hallelujah. The Bible said, amen, the word of God said in Psalm 27:3, amen, that the children shall be a delight. You can't be a delight going to prison every 24/7. You can't be a delight trying to shoot up people. You can't be a delight, hallelujah, that you don't have any agenda to push yourself forward. Glory to God, to be a better person, to be a better creation, to be a better creature in the name of Jesus. So we declare it and we decree it, oh God, that these changes become. And God, there, the black on black crime will cease. Amen. Because of Psalms 127:3, all kinds of crimes, even against other races, God, will cease. Hallelujah. Because America's looking like the lawless generation. And God, we praise you and we bless you and we give you honor. We give you the glory in the mighty name of the Lord. Glory to God. And we thank you, God, all these factions of hatred and bigotry. Hallelujah. And worship them idols like QAnon. What in the world is a QAnon? Oh, Lord, the devil is crazy. Amen. And he has the people captive. And the Bible said you could almost fully elect of God. And certain people are electing, acting like they elect of God. In the name of Jesus, worshiping man and not God alone. God said, I'm a jealous God. I am Kane. Holly, I am a jealous. And I am jealous of sin, jealous of idols. In Jesus' name, you better ask God. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the grandchildren. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we declare that our grandchildren are washed in the blood of the risen Savior. We declare that their salvation is secured, and we proclaim that they are heirs to the treasures of heaven in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we declare that our grandchildren who are unsaved will come into the full knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we renounce any demonic attachment that were activated by any tribal naming ceremonies with roots in the occult. We renounce only the names given to our grandchildren, amen, to be anything or associated with anything in the demonics. We declare it and we decree it, and it is so. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Now we thank God. We thank God and the authority given to me or given to us. Hallelujah. By Jesus Christ. We got authority, y'all. on behalf of our grandchildren, we cancel any satanic agreements or soul ties that were entered into knowingly or unknowingly by our parents, grandparents, great-great-grandparents through any in-laws or by any ancestors connected to us through any paternal or maternal bloodlines. We declare it and we decree it, and it is so. In the name of Jesus, as it concerns our grandchildren, we smash any satanic altars erected, any family members or any ancestors from previous generations through our maternal or paternal bloodline. That's called iniquities. Glory to God. We have iniquities. There's five kinds of sin. Amen. Trespasses. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Iniquity is one of an avenues of sin. And iniquities are usually passed down from generation to generation. Glory to God. Amen. So we have to be careful about some things. A lot of us are very sensitive, very knowledgeable. Amen. When somebody proposed drugs, amen, now it's in your bloodline. The daddy was an alcoholic. The children got some branches that are alcoholics. Amen. Not everybody. A lot of alcoholics learn. A lot of children of alcoholics, let me say, learn from their family, and they don't want to fall into the same device, same with drugs. They did drugs. We don't want to do drugs because we saw what had happened to our parents. Glory to God. So we just thank God. Amen. But some of them will fall into that trap. Some will fall into the trap of incest. Amen. Some will fall in the trap of murder. Amen. My cousin was murdered. But I thank God. I'm praying that the mold is broke, because his grandfather, his mother's father, murdered, about 3 or 4 people at evening, at certain times. And by the favor of God, his mother, of the grandfather's mother. Come on, somebody. Amen. Cleaning up the man's house, that he was able to get a lesser sentence. And he died he got shot himself. Because when you scare people, amen, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Glory to God. And I don't think the man got any time. Glory to God. And I thank God. Amen. That God is a rewarder and a protector for our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we speak purity and holiness over the grandchildren. We command any assignments of demons that will produce lust, sexual enticement, promiscuity, wantonness, perversion, thoughts of homosexuality or thoughts of bisexuality, bestiality, to be arrested in the name of Jesus. We bind these demons and command them return to the pit of hell from whence they came. Hallelujah. By the authority given to us by Jesus Christ, we release the manifestation of purity, the spirit of self-control, the spirit of holiness upon our grandchildren, and truly that goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of our life. We declare and decree, amen, that there are grandchildren, their gifts, hallelujah, make room for them in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree them for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Our nieces, our nephews, our cousins, oh God, that the bloodline will change in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It can be done. And I know, I've seen it myself. Glory to God. Amen. This one man, he said, the reason I don't like this woman, amen, which was his mother-in-law. She said, I remember when she had the pox. What is the pox? That's what they used to call a venereal disease. Amen. And she also used to have men in and out of her house. Now, I know this woman. I ain't never seen none of that. All I know is she was a faithful member of the church. Had a lot of national fame in the church. Glory to God. Amen. But I know, amen, that when she got saved, she got saved. Her sisters got saved. Amen. And when I knew them, they were probably in their 60s or their 70s, and one might have been touching 80. Amen. But I tell you, they were on fire for the Lord. Glory to God. And she went to conferences, and she was noted, amen, when she was died, amen, because They sent all those certificates and things, and I praise God. But, you know, my ex-father-in-law, amen, when he was talking about, amen, and I thought, Lord, a new creator. She decided, have somebody, I don't know who came first, who decided of the sister, or they all decided, because one owned a juke joint, glory to God, amen, she was doing what she was doing, but all I saw was the change. All I saw was a woman in church. Now, I'm talking about a person that I observed, amen, serving the Lord with all her heart, all her mind, and all her soul in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever's going on, we're looking for a flip. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost flip in the mighty name of the Lord. God can do it. Hallelujah. The Bible verse on today, the reading on today, that he can change. He can change us. Decree for the youth. Amen. A lot of the youth have guns. Why they have guns? Because other people got guns. They don't even know who's going to shoot them. They're shooting basketball players that are going to colleges because they just feel like they're just jealous and want to kill them. It's been happening in several different places. Oh, they have promise, so you're going to kill them. They're going to the NBA, so you're going to shoot them. Somebody going to come out, we're going to see. Amen. Where they just want to be around their friends and be around. They thought that was a good setup. And only to get murdered, amen, or maimed or whatever. Glory to God. This is what's going on, y'all. I'm telling you. I ask God. Because they are afraid. Some people don't even sit on their porches like they used to. Some people won't even walk down the street like they used to. Glory to God in certain areas. It ain't happening. Some people won't go to certain gatherings. You can't even go to the park without expecting something crazy going to happen. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to pray for our youth. Crime everywhere. Snatch and grabs everywhere. Amen. Oh, there's a lawlessness in the United States. No, it's a moral problem in the United States. You better ask God. Where's the morality? Ah, God, they want to do what they want to do. They're looking at TV shows. If they're looking at TV shows, I kind of like don't mind them playing the games. Oh, it's full of violence. No, what's going on is full of violence. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only the teens. We counsel the assignment of the enemy in my bloodline of alcoholism and of drugs. In Jesus' name, we declare it and decree it. It is so that a means of escape, they will open up their eyes and they will see what is done to them. Loss of family, amen, children in foster homes. Come on, somebody. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. That's why we need to put our families on the altar. Amen. I know you got some schisms. There's some isms. Come on now. Well, I don't know any. You better ask. You better call your auntie. Glory to God. See who's in jail or who's in hell. Not everybody. And so when God comes into the light, people can change. That old life was the old life. They ain't doing that no more. Glory to God. We decree on the youth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We decree in the name of Jesus that as a young person, we declare that they are washed in the blood of Jesus and they are not ashamed of to share their faith and they are secure in their relationship with Jesus Christ and draw others in the saving knowledge of our Lord in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Let me read this for a minute. I am sure that you have heard it said, the youth are our future. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's a rise in teen drugs, use, crime, rebellion to authority. Glory to God. Suicides. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare. We bind the devil in the name of Jesus in our families and everyone else's family in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Ah, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We decree immediate healing of damaged emotions and weakened mental faculties. In the name of Jesus, we decree that our thoughts will be aligned with the mind of Christ. We decree that our soul is under submission to our spirits. We decree that emotional brokenness will not manifest in their lives from that moment forward in the mighty name of Jesus. That they put on the whole armor of God and they be sealed in every gap of the armor in Jesus. Can we declare that they'll be renewed their minds daily in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. A lot of these children have problems in the mind. I've never heard so many children, I'm depressed. Oh, I have to take them to the psychiatrist. Amen. Oh, and I'll say, I hope they're Christian psychiatrists. That's all I say. Glory to God. And I thank God that God, you touch the minds right now of the children and see their worth. Amen. And those that are going to church, not be overtaken by the enemy in the name of Jesus. Silence the name and the works of the enemy. Silence, amen, his voice in their ears in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The low self-esteem voice. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't make it voice. And that voice of suicide. You need to kill yourself. The devil is a lie. I will not die but live and declare the salvation of the Lord. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He's going to get into the minds of the children. Glory to God. Amen. Children killing themselves during COVID because they can't be with other children. Amen. They got all kind of internets. Glory to God. Clean up that room. Glory to that name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I bind these activities, influence of encroachment of the demon of depression, loneliness, desperation, self-centeredness, resentment, bitterness, violation, accusation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Self-criticism, self-disbasement, manipulation, deception, masquerade, jealousy, envy, betrayal, sorrow, anarchy, rebellion. Come on now, a lot of this is just rebellion. Pride, pride comes before destruction, and destruction for a haughty fall, and moral compromise by the authority given to us by Jesus Christ. We release the manifestation of righteousness, integrity, and godliness. We decree that their spirits and their soul, which is their mind, will, and emotion, will be under submission to the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. Break it down till it's broke. Hallelujah. All those things, amen, of the mind, we curse it right now. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I decree the immediate destruction of any curses spoken against them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. A lot of teachers will tell children. I had a teacher tell my son, oh, you're gonna be selling dope. Now he might have read it in his life. He might saw it on him. Glory to God. But that always was in my son's back of my son's mind. Or a teacher that does not necessarily like your child because I don't know why. Amen. They just decide they don't like him. Amen. But God, I give you praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. Hallelujah. Because you are the true and living and merciful God. Hallelujah. That you can stop these things the enemy is telling. Amen. These children about what's going on. God, the television shows, God. Amen. Hallelujah. That are showing nasty and dirty and everything is a cuss word. Hallelujah. That people, even in sports, get on in the morning. I wish they didn't and say a cuss word. And glory to God. God, we praise you. God, we bless you. Oh, God, bless their going out. Bless their going in. God, bless them in schools. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Get everything they can. Bless them, their communities, God. Let there be someone that just wants to, amen, has a desire to get out of their community. Amen. Those that have minds, amen, great minds, that can have scholarships and greater education and a chance. So God, the Bible said in Ecclesiastes, time and chance happens to everybody. I know if you said in your word, it is true that they have a chance to get out of the ghetto. They have a chance to get out of anything, oh God, hallelujah, put before them or they're living in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, God. And the children that know better act like they don't know better. So it looks like the kids that don't know better, that they really don't know no better. God, in the name, fix that, God. Fix that in Jesus' name. And God, all the children, oh God, and youth of our day, the leaders of our future, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, let them understand without the Lord, amen, hallelujah, they won't be anything, amen. They will fail, hallelujah. Oh God, but we need you by our side. And God, and we thank you, we praise you, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. So we give God honor and praise on today, and we thank him, amen, for those things that he's doing and has been doing in our life. Glory to God. You all hold on. Amen. I recorded this line. Amen. Hallelujah. But we thank God, amen, for today. Amen. Those things that are of God. Y'all have a, amen. We're going to end this recording. We just thank God, amen, for being able to record in Jesus' name. Love you all. God bless you.